This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Scientists in Wisconsin are leading a nationwide Alzheimer's study. The National Institutes of Health is giving the UW-Madison more than $150 million. It's the biggest NIH grant in UW history. The Kamala Harris campaign is making its closing argument to American voters. Democratic running mate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine and Madison yesterday.
Our team is running like everything is on the line. Because everything is on the line.
Walz made the case that Donald Trump would be dangerous with broad immunity from prosecution. He got some help from former President Barack Obama.
We do not need to see what an older, loonier Donald Trump looks like with no guardrails.
Obama says Americans are ready to turn the page. A wrong-way drunk driver almost crashed into Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade in Milwaukee Monday night. The sheriff says the driver pulled to the inside shoulder to avoid the motorcade. A deputy pulled the driver over and arrested him. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. It's open enrollment time for Medicare. People can change their plans from now until December 7th. Stephanie Fahuri is a Medicare advisor. She says make sure you know which plans your doctor will accept next year.
Every year we see people make a change only to find out in January that their doctor is no longer in network. So we like to help people avoid that.
Experts say it's important to compare co-pays and deductibles, not just monthly premiums. The new Glarus Brewery is expanding its operations with a new $55 million hospitality wing. The makers of Spotted Cow Beer say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. We don't know if this means expanded hours for visitors. There's a groundbreaking next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The 12-year-old boy who saved his father from a bear attack in western Wisconsin last month is receiving special recognition. Over the weekend, the Burnett County Sheriff's Office gave Owen Byerman the Hero Award for taking down the bear as it mauled his father, Ryan. The attack occurred on September 7th while the two were out hunting near Siren. Owen initially shot the bear, which ran off into the woods and attacked when he and his father tracked it down. Ryan received treatment and stitches for the cuts and bites he suffered. A Rusk County jail inmate is facing new charges after being accused of trying to hire his cellmate to kill two people. According to court documents, 65-year-old Malcolm Young was charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree intentional homicide and armed robbery. The cellmate was with Young in jail for just a couple days, and upon their release, they told authorities Young wanted them to get a few guys, guns, and gun suppressors to kill two people. Young claimed it was just jail talk, and he had no reason to kill anyone. The Damiano Center in Duluth will receive $1.4 million of funding for renovations to help address homelessness. On Tuesday, the St. Louis County Board approved the funding under the Stepping On Up initiative, allowing the center to renovate its third floor to serve the unhoused population. Funding for the project was provided by the American Rescue Plan Act, the city's public safety funds, and from TIF funding that was set aside for the canceled Hawk Ridge Estate project. The timeline for the renovations has not been announced. Duluth residents may have noticed a new red magnet on police department squad cars around the city this week. According to the Duluth Police Department, the magnets are part of a partnership with the DEA for the Red Ribbon Campaign. The campaign is meant to raise awareness about the importance of living in a drug-free community and encourage residents to maintain a healthy lifestyle and seek resources and help if they're struggling. The campaign has been going on for decades in honor of a DEA agent killed in 1985. Residents and local businesses gathered at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center for the Imagine Downtown Open House on Monday. The open house represented a chance for residents to share their vision for what they want downtown to look like in the future. Comments ranged from things like improved walkability to providing more recreation options. The feedback received from the community will be used by local organizations to develop a 5-year plan to make those visions for downtown Duluth a reality. The city of Duluth has seen a large decrease in opioid overdoses compared to 2023. According to Police Chief Mike Sanoa, there have been 231 recorded overdoses as of October 1st compared to 479 through the same point last year. Opioid deaths have also decreased, with just 15 deaths through October 1st this year compared to 47 in 2023. Chief Sanoa credited the work of the Lake Superior Violent Offender Task Force and the addition of harm reduction resources for the decrease. A Rice Lake man has been indicted on sex trafficking charges alongside the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, 71-year-old James Jacobson was one of the three defendants named in the indictment. According to the indictment, Jacobson facilitated the international trafficking and prostitution business from 2008 to 2015, during which time he allegedly recruited and interviewed men and told them it would benefit their careers. All three are facing a maximum of life in prison if convicted. A housing project in West Duluth has cleared a major hurdle for construction. The organization behind the project, Northland Housing Partners, has funded their first loan for the housing development. According to a press release, the funding is coming from regional employers, private institutions, and organizations like Essentia Health and the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation. Officials say housing is one of the biggest challenges facing the area, and this housing project will go a long way in addressing that issue.
And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably,
it's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tom Holland was in the news last week with an update about a new Spider-Man film for he and his girlfriend Zendaya. He's a busy guy, as Variety is reporting Holland will be added to the new Christopher Nolan film opposite Matt Damon. As usual with Nolan films, the plot is being kept under wraps, so not much is known about Holland's role. The film is expected to start shooting in 2025 and is expected to hit theaters July 17th of 2026. Who's ready for a Paula Abdul, Eddie Griffin film? A statement wouldn't have excited me even in 1998. However, the two are stars of the new film Raging Midlife opposite brothers Taylor and Nick Costa, who also wrote the script. The story follows two friends obsessed with 80s wrestler Raging Abraham Lincoln. The Hollywood Reporter says the film will drop in early 2025 after its premiere at the Austin Film Festival later this month. Looking for something new to watch? Who isn't? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you don't have Netflix, don't feel bad. It's really expensive. But if you do have it, check out The Lincoln Lawyer. Season 3 just dropped last weekend. Manuel Garcia Rufo plays the title character and, in my opinion, is even more captivating than Matthew McConaughey's portrayal from the movie. The show is well-produced and acted, and you can't beat the source material. The Lincoln Lawyer is based on crime novels by Michael Connelly. The third installment of the Dune franchise is dropping hints about the new film. Dune Messiah will be set 12 years after the end of Dune 2. Timothy Chalamet has not been officially announced as part of the cast, but is expected to be in the film. Other cast members will include Florence Pugh, Christopher Walken, and Austin Butler. Aging Timothy Chalamet 12 years? I see a Best Makeup Oscar headed their way. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in LA, and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, clouds with a few showers, even a thunder shower in the afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a high in the mid-60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.